Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I was going to say that there is not a single bad thing about being married to you. But now after you said that,
yeah,
the worst thing is definitely riding in the passenger seat when you were driving.
Bring them on. Bring them on, babe.
Just Let's kidding. Hear it. You have a lot of things that drive me absolutely crazy.
Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. Brent and Michaela here. If you're listening on Wednesday, April 8th, it is 2 days after we first released the podcast. A year and 2 days, I mean. So we wanted to do kind of a little 1 year recap, talk about a couple different things about the show, how we started, and we have a lot newer listeners, a lot of listeners that maybe don't know us or haven't listened to our story. So we'll just kind of talk about how we got started a little over a year ago and what that looked like. If you haven't listened to our story, first three episodes, but that's how this all got started. We had recently finalized our adoption with our two kids, right? We went through 15, well, now it's 15 years of infertility. Then it was 13. But we adopted our kids on October 6th of 2023. And dealing with infertility and stuff, everybody knows somebody that has dealt with infertility, right? If you yourself haven't dealt with it, it's hard. And it's not fun. But for us, October 6th, 23, and looking back on everything and just how we got to where we were, how we got to that point in our lives, immediately I wanted to shout from the rooftops the miracles and God's hand in our life. And it was incredible. It's still incredible to me looking back on it. And I mean, we would talk about it all the time about needing to share our story. And we kept sharing our story with our friends and they kept getting sick of hearing our story. So just kidding.
It's not true.
But no, I kept telling Michaela, we got to tell our story. We were supposed to be on a couple different podcasts. They fell through. I'm thankful that they fell through. It's one of those things at the time you're like, what in the world is going on? How does this happen twice?
Yeah.
And it's because we were supposed to do it this way. But I just told Michaela, I said, okay, we're just going to record our story and we'll put it on YouTube. That way we can, when people want to hear our story, we can just say, it's a long story. It's all right here on YouTube. Go watch it. And then I was at work. I'm a UPS driver, so I have time to myself and my thoughts. And the thought popped into my head to start a podcast. And I was like, yeah, of course. This would be something that, of course, I would think about on my own to start a podcast. Just kidding, in case you couldn't sense the sarcasm there.
If you know Brent, he's not very tech savvy. He is now.
Right. So I knew that that wasn't from me. Okay. That was the first clue. And then I'm thinking about it. I think I probably went home and told Michaela, right, that we're going to start a podcast. And what were your first thoughts?
I just thought, oh my gosh, Brent. Okay. Well, if you want to do this, then I'm just thinking of time, because if you know me, I have a full-time job. I am an executive. I have a ton of trainings, meetings daily, have a large team that I work with. And so I was just thinking of time. And so I said, okay, I will support you, but you will have to do the majority of the work, just because even though I knew kind of some areas of the tech side, I still had no time to put into this. So he agreed.
So yeah, I went and told her that we're going to start a podcast. Didn't really know anything about it. I told a couple people, and I'm sure those people that knew me, they're like, oh yeah, sure, Brent. That sounds like a great idea, but that's not something Brent is going to do. And then I was at work again, thinking about it, and the thought came into my head, Angels Among Us is the name of the show. And immediately, in that moment, I was thinking about the angels in our story, and the birth mothers of our kids came into my head, and I felt that I was being told that we are to highlight the people that God puts in our lives to help us get through the things that we have to go through. And shortly after that, I thought, well, I can't call it Angels Among Us, because surely there's another podcast out there with the name Angels Among Us. There's no way that handle's going to be available. So I went home and I figured out how to check to see if we could name our show Angels Among Us, and sure enough, it was available. And then I had the thought, of course it was available, because that's what God told me to call it. So that's just another testament. And in this process, I learned so much about how God communicates with me. And I've always felt like I've had a pretty good relationship with my Father in heaven and with Jesus Christ. But there's been so many times where I've tried to convince myself that thoughts or impressions that I've had are my own thoughts and feelings and impressions. And I learned that that's not the case. I would never think to do a podcast on my own. The title Angels Among Us popped into my head. I didn't think there's any way that that would be available, but of course it was available. And then,
well, hold on. And not to mention, you were really nervous to put yourself out there in the world. And I mean, he was like really nervous. I remember our first episode, and he's just like shaking, because he's just like, I'm so nervous. Like, I don't want to put myself out there like that. I don't know. Like, and I'm like, babe, it's not a big deal. Like, people just need to hear us. You had this prompting for a reason, so we're doing it. It's, yeah.
Yeah, that vulnerability is scary. I mean, I was never afraid to tell our story to people that we knew, and to people that wanted to hear our story or was asking us questions and stuff. I loved talking about it. I loved telling our story. But putting it out there where literally any human being can listen to it is scary. And I didn't sleep much that night. The night before our first release, we were actually at my sister's house in Missouri, and I didn't sleep that night. It was...
You really were a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize how big it could become, and all along you had faith that we could share our story and then hopefully share other people's. And yeah, it's awesome.
Yep.
So grateful that you had that prompting and you followed through.
I'm going to share something that I've learned throughout this process too, being able to interview different people from different walks of life with crazy, incredible stories. I said that I've always known God and had a relationship with Him. And I think so often I can look back many different times in my life where I had heard stories about somebody else's relationship and how they interact with God, or different things that happen. I didn't realize that I was stuck in such a little box where I put God in a box, and I thought that anybody who thought of God differently or communicated with God differently than me, it wasn't really real. That's where I found myself, I think. And this whole process has completely opened. I've always known that God communicates to each of us differently, right? But I didn't really understand what that meant, I don't think. But going through all this and talking to the people that we have, it's been so awesome to see that God really knows us each individually, and He meets us where we are. We had one particular episode. This is where my eyes were really opened. She talked about meeting with a medium. And if you were to ask me over a year ago if we were going to entertain having somebody on our show talk about a medium, I probably would have said no, because God's not going to find people through a medium. And then listening to this story, and the Bible warns about this kind of stuff, but at the same time, I'm not going to put God in a box. And God can find and communicate and reach us however and whenever we are, and however and whenever He wants. And if there are people out there that don't know how to find Him, He's going to use the things that they're doing and their experiences and everything to show Himself. And it's, my eyes have just been opened, and it's been so awesome, and I'm so grateful for this journey and for what I've learned and for my growth. And yeah, I have probably grown a little bit physically too, okay? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my spiritual growth.
Whatever, you're so hot.
Oh, it is usually pretty warm in here.
Oh my gosh. Whatever.
But no, I don't know where I thought this was going to go, but I've loved it. I've loved the people that we've met, and I'm so excited for what's to come and for the amazing countless other people that we get to sit down with and meet and talk to and learn from. And I hope you all feel the same way. I hope that maybe you have heard a story that's maybe different than what you ever thought was possible, and it helps get you thinking a little bit, and maybe it helps you to recognize and realize that God loves all of us so much, and He's going to find us. He's going to help us find Him. He never leaves us. We're never alone.
You kind of took kind of what I was going to say, is that what the show has done for me is listening to all of these incredible stories and their relationship with Heavenly Father has allowed me to realize that, man, like, God can speak to us in such a greater way if we allow that to happen, if we ask specific questions, or if we, you know, do some of the things that these people did to get to that relationship with Heavenly Father. And yes, like, he's going to meet us where we are, but it's just stretched me to ask like these specific questions and think of Heavenly Father in a completely different light than I would have before. And it's just really opened my relationship with him and our Savior in a bigger way, because I've learned from all of these other people and what they've gone through and how they showed up for them.
We're going to do a little segue, and I got a question for you.
Okay.
What is the worst thing about being married?
Is this a setup?
I don't know. I know my answer.
Oh yeah, you probably have like 10, whatever. I think probably just driving with you. Like, you're so obnoxious because you're a UPS driver, and whenever I'm driving, everything I do is wrong. And you're just, whoa, wait, you didn't stop right. Like, don't go. You're going too fast. Like, it's just really obnoxious.
I don't think I sound like that.
Yeah, you do. It's annoying. But I love you, and I know you're just trying to keep us safe. But I truly am not that bad of a driver.
Listen, it only takes one time. Like, if you come going through a stop line, there's a stop line for a reason.
Whatever.
It's not for your safety or our kids' safety. It's for other kids' safety that might be entering the crosswalk, and if you're not paying attention, you could hit them. And
oh my gosh,
it's scary. Stop lines are there for a reason. They're annoying, I know, believe me.
Oh my gosh, you are making it sound like I literally go over it like an extreme amount.
Listen, I was gonna say that there is not a single bad thing about being married to you. But now, after you said that,
yeah,
the worst thing is definitely riding in the passenger seat when you're driving.
Bring them on. Bring them on, babe.
Just
Let's
kidding.
Hear it.
You have a lot of things, a lot of things that drive me absolutely crazy. You want to hear a couple?
Sure. Tell our audience.
Okay, well, Michaela got mad at me this morning because her mother asked me a question. It was a baseball related question. And I was explaining, she was asking which one is left field and right field.
Okay? My mom.
The outfielders. And so I was explaining. And Michaela and her mom are both lefties. Okay, so they think completely backwards. But I was outnumbered, so maybe I was the one that was thinking completely backwards.
Exactly.
Okay, but I was explaining. I said, okay, if I'm you, or I was somebody in the stands, as you're looking at the field, the one on the left is the left fielder. Okay? And both of them were just...
I knew the answer because I've been around baseball my whole life. But from my eye, where I was standing with her, I was standing right by her, and Brent was across from us. So the way that he was explaining it, it was harder for us to understand how he was explaining it to us than had he just come over and stood with us and said, if you're looking at the pitcher right now, left field is to the left.
No, that's the right fielder.
No, it's not. Not nice try, whatever. So you can call it being lefty, whatever, but it made more sense if he would have come over to us and acted like we were staring at the pitcher.
It's because they were not listening to the words that were coming out of my mouth.
Whatever. Whatever. Keep going. What else?
You burnt cookies yesterday.
Oh my gosh. I rarely burn cookies.
You rarely make cookies?
Hey, it's your fault, actually, because I started to take them out, and you said, oh, they probably need, like, one more minute. And then we started talking about the podcast. So, it's your fault. I'm blaming it on you. What did I do? I made you some more. So
she always blames other people for things. I'm just kidding. I mean, there are little things, but it's little things that make me smile and make me laugh, because Michaela wouldn't be Michaela without thinking completely differently than me. And
I do a lot of things backwards, but it's okay.
It's I would miss all of it if it wasn't my life.
Okay, stop. I'm gonna start crying.
No, I am so thankful for our marriage, our friendship. It's something that I wish everybody could experience. And it's not all easy. Like, we work on things, and we both admit when we're wrong.
I think that's one of the biggest things. Like, this wasn't supposed to like go down like a marital counseling way, but like, I think that that's one of the things that people always ask us, like, gosh, how, and we've had several people ask, like, how are you guys so happy, like, still after all these years? Because Brent and I have been together, I mean, for 23 years. And I think that honestly, it's just that communication and being willing to open up and share, like, hey, like, that sucked. I didn't like that. Like, I don't want to be treated like that, or whatever the case might be, right? And we just have that mutual respect. Like, I can't even remember a time that Brent ever disrespected me, like, truly disrespected me. Sure, I might not like some things, but at the same time, like, we communicate and we try and work on those things. And communication is so, so key. And I think that a lot of couples just don't communicate. And the wife thinks this way and she doesn't communicate. So the husband thinks that he might know but doesn't really know, and she's not willing to communicate how she feels. She's stubborn, or vice versa. And it just, that's how it goes down south, and you grow apart. I always want to be on his side. I always want to respect him.
I think ultimately it comes down to us choosing each other all the time. When in life, when we make decisions, we have to think about other things other than me. What is this decision? How is this decision going to affect people that I care about or people that I love? What is my God going to think about this decision? What is my wife going to think about this decision? What are my parents going to think about this decision? What are my kids or my future kids going to think about this decision? And every little thing, relationships are so important, and we have to always keep other people in mind when we're making decisions, decisions that might affect these particular people. And in a marriage, every single decision that I make can affect her and my kids. And so every single decision that I make, I have to have them in mind. And I think that's how relationships flourish. And ultimately, having God in the center of all of it. And we just want to help people recognize God better in their lives. This isn't us doing it, because I have learned how to better recognize God in my life through doing this podcast. And speaking of that, we got an email just a couple of days ago, and I'm going to have Michaela read it really quick.
Or try to, because I don't have my glasses.
On the air. Okay. This is from Vicky, who was on early in 2026. So I think her episode released, it was either late January or early February. But this is like a little add-on to her story. It's pretty awesome.
Okay, and I'm not going to really mention any names here. So Hi, Brent and Michaela. I had to share another story with you that gave me chills, again with a hummingbird. A friend of mine whose son happened to be friends with my son Hunter in high school lost her son suddenly in his sleep. I've been trying to support her through this loss and looking for ways to help her. This weekend, my husband and I went to Jerome, an old mining ghost town that's now a big tourist spot, and went window shopping. I went into this cool store I had been in to with Hunter that always reminds me of him. It has really cool geodes, kaleidoscopes, etc. As I was walking out, there was a tree in the window with several hand-blown glass hummingbirds hanging from it. They were beautiful and the light showed through them. I was drawn to them and thought to myself, okay, Vicky, you have enough hummingbirds. A subtle little nudge of a voice said, no, get one for her friend. I walked over to them and was drawn to one that was very different from all the others. Its colors were more vibrant with green and yellow. I carefully removed it from the tree and took it to the counter. As she began to ring me up, I started doubting my selection. I looked back at the tree to see if maybe I should pick a different one that was more translucent and pastel in color. The same little voice said, no, stick with this one. Okay, I thought as I watched the woman take great care in wrapping the fragile hummingbird so it wouldn't break. I walked out and met my husband out front, and he asked, what did you buy? I said, oh, something just told me to buy this hummingbird for her friend. And we never really talked about it again. I drove home yesterday, Easter, and something told me to take it straight to her house. I thought, maybe I'll go home and unpack first and then go. The nudge was very clear. No, go straight there. So I plugged her address into my GPS. I didn't knock or text. I just left the bag on her doorstep. I noticed she had a Ring cam, so I thought, if she wants to know who left it, she can check her camera, but I'm not going to tell her it was me. That was the point. It was just to get to her, or just to get her the hummingbird. A few hours later, I got this text from her friend. Thank you for the hummingbird. It is more special and meaningful to me than you could imagine. This morning I was having a really tough time, so I took some time outside to myself. I was talking to
her son,
and I asked him to send me a green hummingbird as a way to show me he was near. We spent a long time at the cemetery today, and I didn't see any, so I was feeling a little sad. Oh gosh. When I opened your gift, it took my breath away. I know it probably seems silly, but it truly gave me such comfort. Thank you. Wow. Just wow. I immediately started crying. I felt so honored to be used in this way to reach her friend. I know that was her son nudging me to buy that hummingbird for his mom. This just made me think about how Michaela talked about painting the rocks and how God can use someone to paint and leave a rock knowing it will be someone else's gift later on. Vicky. Oh man,
it's just a little example of what we're trying to do, just share stories. Could this have been Vicky thinking all of these thoughts all by herself and just wanting to do something nice for her friend? Absolutely, it could be, but I'm choosing to believe that her friend's son had something to do with it, that God had something to do with it, and that it's just one way that God uses us to bless other people. God needs us to be angels from time to time. He can't always send his angels, his messengers. He needs us to do that from time to time. And how awesome is it when we recognize those angels in our life? It's such a blessing to recognize his hand, to recognize people that he sends to us, and to recognize, especially when he needs us, to be that angel for somebody else. And what a blessing to know that God chooses us in those moments. It's so awesome. Vicky, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That meant a lot.
Yeah, I hadn't read that before, so.
That's why I had to read it. No. I should have printed it out and had it.
Yeah, you should have, because I couldn't see half of the time.
All right. Again, we ask you all to do this on every episode, but interact with us. If there's something that you think we should be doing different or change things up a little bit, let us know. If you have somebody in your life who can be blessed by hearing the stories that we have to share, please share it. If you know somebody that has a story that needs to be on the show, let us know. I'm fine being scheduled 3 months out. That's totally fine. And if we need to start doing multiple episodes a week, we can do it. We can make it work. So,
but we need your help. We need more people to come forward and say, hey, I have a story, or hey, tag this person and say you should be on the show, because that's how we have this podcast, is referrals and word of mouth.
And support our sponsors.
Yes.
Currently, we have one sponsor, and it's Michaela's Pampered Chef. So that link is attached on every video, starting from when that sponsorship started. Speaking of, you owe me lunch today.
If you want to sponsor us, let us know too, because we truly appreciate it.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Thank you. We've been so blessed, and we're excited for what's coming in year two.
Hey, we don't have just one sponsor.
Oh, well, right. We have one official business sponsor, is what I was talking about.
Okay.
We have.
Just want to make sure that he gets.
We have a couple other people that donate and support. Yes.
Yes.
But we can't call them a sponsor because you guys can't shop from that sponsor. He's just
a awesome angel that does not want to be recognized. So. Right.
So if God is nudging you to be an angel to help support the show a little bit, I mean.
No, but really, really quick. You guys, seriously, if you guys donated, it literally is going back into the community. We've said this many times, but like, our hope is to be able to give that to other people in the community, support them, be their angel. It doesn't go back to us. It really doesn't. It would go to the community. And so if you feel like you want to donate, like, we will make sure that you know where it's going. So.
And like a new truck to help us get around and stuff.
Okay, bye. Go look for those angels. We love you.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.